Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chase Thomas podcast. The Chase Thomas podcast. My nephew needs me to record. See, I already hate it.
All right, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Chase Thomas podcast, where I'm still the aforementioned Chase Thomas, coming to you live from Knoxville, Tennessee, Everything School HQ. Although the person on the other line here might disagree with Everything School HQ, but hey, we're all friends here. We're all friends on this very show. Matt Coe is here of the Red White Pod. Matt, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor.
Thank you for being here, sir. I mean, there's a lot of crossover here. We got you guys. I wrote about why the NC State game is actually a bigger game for Tennessee this fall, the neutral site in Charlotte, than Florida. I think it's going to be a good game. I think NC State, it's going to be pretty fun. Grayson McCall and company. I'm excited for that one because I think it's Nico's first big regular season test, and that should be a fun atmosphere. And then you have, obviously, Cannon Peebles, who moved over to Tennessee from NC State in the portal this cycle. Let's see. I don't know if anybody, DJ Burns, obviously, going from Tennessee to NC State. There's a lot of Tennessee NC State crossover here, man.
Yeah, it's the multiverse of NC State and Tennessee sports right now. We're having fun, though.
Yeah, you are having fun. I mean, you're still dancing. Tennessee's still dancing. And, I mean, it's funny. Like, we came in, I mean, obviously, before the year, Will Warren and I do the college basketball show every Thursday. And when we're thinking about the ACC that before the year, it was like, NC State, like, they should be solid. They should be, like, you're never... You weren't down on NC State coming into the year, and then no one had, and I imagine you did not have NC State chalk Sweet 16. I mean, did you see this kind of upside with this team before the year?
So I'll be honest, you know, Evan, who runs Red and White Pod, great guy. You know, every year before the season, we get together and you know, I just kind of break down the team, break down the schedule and kind of what I thought. And I had us penciled as eight in the ACC. I was not very high on this team. I didn't really see a whole lot of pizzazz as last year's team with the departures of Turquavion Smith and Jarkel Joyner. I thought it was a fine team, but the ceiling I thought for this team was just not really that high up. And up until about the ACC tournament, you know, that was kind of the running joke with this team, is that, you know, they are what they are. And Kevin Keats was on the hot seat, you know, coaching for his job. And man, a light bulb just turned on for this team. And they have caught electricity in a bottle. And they are, in my opinion, they're the hottest team in the country right now in terms of college basketball. So it's been fun. It's been a weird roller coaster of a ride, but we're on it now. And we're enjoying it while we can.
Isn't it funny, too? Because, I mean, wouldn't you say last year's team would have had a better shot at making the Sweet 16 than this year's team?
Yeah, 100%. I deemed last year's backcourt as the number one backcourt in the ACC. I really thought that they were that good, and they played like it. And I just don't think that that team, for whatever reason, reached its potential. And it was really sad to see them go out in the first round. But, you know, Creighton's a good team. They had a tough draw. And, you know, Texas Tech first round, that was a tough draw. I was, you know, I'm 28. I have not seen this magical run that is NC State basketball. Most of my life has been pretty pathetic when it comes to NC State, but I've been a diehard. You know, I live and breathe NC State basketball. And growing up in Greensboro, North Carolina, the home of ACC sports, it's just year in and year out, we get our hopes up. But for the first time, I feel like in my lifetime, I truly feel like we caught that little bit of that 1983 team, that magical run that, you know, we always hear about. But yeah, no, with this team, it was not looking good. It was not looking pretty, very bleak right up until that ACC tournament run.
So what clicked with this group, do you think, in the ACC tournament to now?
God, I wish I could tell you. I really, honestly, I just think that they knew that they were in desperation mode. You know, it was always there. It's just, could they get the pieces together? They, so much this season just kept getting in their way, and the rotation, we couldn't even get a starting five consistently day in and day out. You know, it was always something new. But Kevin Keats, you know, they do a good job. The Pac men's basketball team on Twitter, they do these episodes that they basically show a behind the scenes, you know, behind the curtains of what goes on in the locker room, what Keats says to him. And you could just see it in his demeanor as soon as, you know, the ACC tournament started, is that, you know, it was time, like we're going to lock in, we're going to buckle up and get this thing going. And I just think that their demeanor, their approach to the game changed. They're playing just a different brand of basketball right now than they have all season. So it's so funny to look at all these analysts and numbers and all this stuff talk about, well, all season NC State's been bad. And yes, that might be true, but this team right now that is on the court and that will step on the court Friday is a completely different team compared to 2 weeks ago. So
what specifically on the court are you seeing that's different? Like, what are they just hitting more shots? Have they figured out rotations that work better? Like, what are they staggering certain guys to make it work? Like, what has Kevin Keats found here?
Well, you know, one thing that I think that should be mentioned is Michael O'Connell. His play lately has been really inspiring. And Keats' ability to really attack the transfer portal the way he has, you know, did so last year, did a really good job. And we've been critical of that in years past, taking on guys that, you know, may be a question mark. But last year really did that. This year, it took a little bit of time to really get that going. But Michael O'Connell, he stepped in that role, and Kevin Keats even said that, you know, he found his voice is what he said after a game, and he's become that leader for that point guard role. I think, obviously, I mean, you can't talk about this team without talking about DJ Burns, the force that is down low. He has really captivated the country. And then in my personal opinion, during this run, that is the unsung hero is Mo Diarra, setting an ACC tournament run in the ACC with 60 rebounds. Incredible. And this is a guy that's been fasting for Ramadan. So this guy is like, this guy is really putting together something special, and he's so raw and he's so talented. And I just think everybody just compliments each other really well right now. So it's been fun.
Do you think Kevin Keats was coaching for his job in the ACC tournament?
100%. 100%. This is year seven, no tournament wins. A lackluster ACC tournament record, no real big wins to stand out. You know, I did a deep dive in the non-conference ranking, because I've been very critical of Keats with that. And in my opinion, up to this point, it looked like, you know, he was playing for a nice record and then hoping that the ACC would carry the weight of the non-conference and the overall schedule. And, you know, a lot of people like to say the ACC is down, and yeah, sure, it's not, it doesn't have that pizzazz, but I feel like a lot of that has to do with Roy leaving and Kay leaving. And so that those big names aren't there anymore. But as we're seeing, like, you know, the ACC, we got four teams in the Sweet 16 and putting together a nice little run. But yeah, definitely Keats was on the extra fiery hot seat going into that ACC tournament. And let's not forget, he was down double digits at the half against Louisville. Yeah. So, It was looking really bad really quick.
But now, I mean, one of the things too, you wonder, I mean, obviously it's a deeper run, but like, I always think about like the Dennis Felton run for Georgia years ago. I mean, this might be before your time a little bit, Matt, but like, he wins the SEC tournament in Atlanta and kind of saves his job in that way. And then they give him another year and it's still just like, oh no, that was just like, he got lightning in a bottle and that was it. And they ended up making the change after the next year. Is there still some party that's like, I'm going to enjoy this, I'm going to stay in the moment, but we still have 7 years of data to show that like Keats is still probably not the long-term answer. Is that there, like, how do you compartmentalize those two competing thoughts?
I think that is a completely fair question. 100%. Mm-hmm. I think that's a valid question. And I've had that conversation on the pod before where, you know, we got to look at the lump sum of things, you know, as, mm-hmm. as fun as this run is, and I will refuse to, you know, belittle this run. I won't complain. This is amazing. And it's been a lot of fun and we should be enjoying this moment. The bar now raises, you know, this mm-hmm. needs to be some type of jump kick to years to come. You know, this is you now, Kevin Keats, put yourself not only in NC State glory, but now you got to make something of it. You know, look at Josh Pastner with Georgia Tech, and he got an ACC championship and he was out of a job, what, 2 years later? Mm. So it's fun and it's great and it's amazing, but it can't stop here, because the second it does, then that's just it. It stops here. So we got to raise the bar as NC State fans and as a program and get back to that national level of bare minimum. We should be a tournament team every single season. And mm-hmm. it should not be outlandish to ask for one or two or a run like this, you know, type of run every other year, and get back to that NC State level of basketball.
Yeah, because I mean, right now, I think it's fair to say that like the football and baseball program have been much healthier and much stronger. And this is a traditionally basketball centric school.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people like to make the argument that we're a football school, and that's fine, you know. But in my personal opinion, you know, we're a basketball school true and through, and we just want to get back to relevancy and get back to where we used to be. I doubted Keats. I was a hardcore. I had my coaches list, you know, ready to go, and so. Look, he brought me something that I never got to see in my lifetime, and I will forever be grateful for that. You know, I got to see my first ACC championship in true NC State survive in advanced fashion. So I got to live that, and that was so amazing. But like I said, that can't just be it. It has to now grow. This is the minimum now. We have to continue to grow. We cannot get complacent.
And part of that is just, I mean, obviously recruiting, hitting the portal hard. Like when you start looking at next year's team and who might be gone from this year's team, who's coming up, who are some young guys who might factor in more, does it look to you like a team that should be one of the favorites going into ACC play next year to win the conference all over again? Or do you think there is a huge roster question is that there might be a drop off?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to say, because the transfer portal lately, it seems like a flip of a coin half the time, where, you know, you can take a chance on some transfer guys, but and it may work out and it may not work out. You're going to rent guys for a year and they might do well. They might not do well. Look at DJ Horn. DJ Horn was not playing this style of basketball ever in his career. And he's a good player. I'm not trying to take anything away from DJ Horn. But what he's been able to do coming home to Raleigh and play the way he is playing, I would have never saw that coming. So it just depends on the fit, of course. I'll be the first to say, like, I'll take fifth-year guys every single time over a freshman. Freshmen just don't play this late in the season. And when they do, it's usually a minute here, a minute there to give the other guys rest. Yeah. And we got a couple of nice pieces coming.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I'm all about the transfer portal. I do this thing every year where I screenshot every single alert of players hitting the transfer portal. I think I saw it's close to like 1,300 already. So, yeah, so I've got just a chock full of players to just kind of look at and really get in touch with and, you know, lock in. Because like I said, I think a good team nowadays, you know, we're seeing with Kentucky, it's just you can't win with freshmen.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tennessee, older, obviously, they hit the jackpot of all jackpots with Dalton Kanek and the transfer portal. Like, we were optimistic about what he could do, but I don't think anybody had Naismith player of the year coming in, and he's been huge. But I mean, I think what's interesting too, when you think about the portal and all the guys in there right now, like, based on, you talk about the young guys who and freshmen who don't play, like, who do you think on the roster right now has a bigger role? And that factors into, because that also factors into how teams attack the portal. Is they're like, look, I want to upgrade here, but I also have this kid who's super talented. He hasn't gotten it yet, but it might click this offseason. I got to keep that spot open for him to have it click, because he might dip if he sees too much competition coming in. So you have to be really careful with how you juggle the portal and keeping your own guys happy, because I mean, that's just part of it. It's like it's just hard. It's hard to keep a roster intact, and it's you're always walking a tightrope there. So is there anyone specifically that you're kind of like, yeah, maybe you can upgrade? So you're telling NC State fans like, yeah, I understand that why you'd want to bring in player X, but it's like, if you do that, then you might lose player Y. Is there anybody like that right now for NC State?
Yeah, you know, and it's a tight rope. You know, you want to bring these promising raw freshmen in and kind of build them up, but it's so easy for them to leave. And you got to make them believe, like, hey, you know, you don't have playing time right now, and you know, you'll get it down the road. But if they show promise early in the season, why can't they just go somewhere else and just start right away? So yeah, it's a very tight rope to walk. And you know, I think for NC State, the big need for us right now is going to have to be point guard. I say that, you know, Michael O'Connell should be back, I believe. But I think point guard's a big need. You know, you've got a freshman right now, Dennis Parker Jr., who in the non-conference played really well. And then as soon as ACC play started, you could kind of see that dip. And that's not really a shock. You know, you see that a lot of times with freshmen when it comes to the ACC. I mean, it's a tough league to play in. But definitely the point guard position. Obviously, DJ Burns is gone, and we're going to have to find a new identity. I think that's going to be the starting point for NC State and Kevin Keats. What's the identity to next season, right? We know the style of basketball Keats likes to play and the kind of guys he likes to get. Who's going to be the guy? Because right now, I don't think that they have that going into next year.
Well, you talk about DJ leaving. Like, what are you going to miss most about DJ Burns, and what are the national folks who are just now jumping on the DJ Burns train, especially heading into this weekend? What have they missed that's made DJ Burns run so special here?
You know, it's funny. I think everybody is a year late on the DJ Burns train. And I think that's mostly because, you know, NC State just didn't, they were one and done in the tournament last year. So nobody really got to see it on a national level. I was actually working at PNC, the arena in Raleigh, and I was leaving the game. I just got done writing a report. I hop on the elevator and look who it is towering over me. It's DJ Burns, and me and him are in the elevator together. And he's just a good guy. Like, he's just a nice guy. He genuinely is a big teddy bear. He's a nice guy that handles himself well, handles the media well. I just like his presence and knowing that he's such an easy guy to root for, right? Like, he's so much fun to watch, but at the same time, He's so easy to root for, easy to love, and he loves back, man. He is a true NC State Wolfpacker for sure, and we're gonna miss him, man. He was a lot of fun, and it's just so crazy that a guy of that stature can move like that, and at the same time be such a lovable guy. Like, he's just the complete package.
He's just fun, man. And he's one of those great tournament stories that I think people latch on to. But he's good. Like, it's one of those, it's funny that, like, March Madness, for whatever reason, like, see, like, the Kevin Pitsnoggle, like, those kind of guys who just, for whatever reason, big guys, like, what is his name? The Indiana State kid, who didn't end up making the tournament. But,
I just keep seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, which is great. Man.
What a name.
We just love bigger, but I wonder if it's just because the game has changed so much where you just don't see those guys as much anymore. Like, you're not doing the back to the basket stuff. So it's just when you do see those guys, just pop in the college level, you're like, oh, we don't see those anymore. It's kind of like a just guys like an extinct position. You know, you just don't see those back to the basket, bigger bodied centers anymore.
100%. And I think there's more that meets the eye when it comes to DJ Burns. When you see DJ Burns and you see all these analysts and reporters and podcasters and stuff, they bring him on. They always talk about his weight and his size and stuff. And I just, to me, I think that's a little sad to see, because there's so much more to his game than he's big, right? He can back you down, of course, from the 3-point line. We've seen it before plenty of times in Raleigh, but his footwork is incredible. He's great around the rim. His court vision is amazing. Just an amazing teammate. You know, Ben Middlebrooks, backup center for State, was having a career game, and DJ Burns subs him in and is literally walking him down to his seat on the bench, screaming at him, hyping him up because he's having such a good game. Like, what's not to love about this guy? So there's more to DJ Burns than he's just a big guy, you know? So I just hope that people really recognize this, because it's going to be a fun matchup against Marquette.
Is he a good matchup against Marquette? Are you glad that you got this draw in the Sweet 16? Like, what does Marquette do specifically that kind of scares you, but also kind of like, I kind of like this matchup for the pack?
Well, look, I'm never excited to play Marquette. They are a great team. That's going to be a tall task. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If NC State can beat Marquette in this game, they can beat anybody. I truly believe that. You know, when it comes to NC State, you know, or Marquette, excuse me, you know, we got to mention Kolick. He's a great player. Cam Jones, Electra Score. They've got an amazing backcourt. And I won't say that our backcourt is up to their talent level, and I think that that's fair. But what we do really well does a good job of counteracting what they do. Our guards emphasize on defense. Casey Marcel is one of the better on-ball defenders on the team, if not the best. You're going to see a lot of Jaden Taylor if he's healthy. I know he's got a banged up ankle, or it might be his foot, but he's banged up, you know. And so those two together are going to be really solid. DJ Horn plays with so much passion and intensity. It's going to be a matchup of, because DJ Horn had a really rough game one out. And so if he can match Kolick even slightly, I think we've got a really good shot. Just got to cover that pick and roll, and got to be hitting shots on the three, because Marquette is a really efficient team. And I think as long as we can cover the paint and guard that pick and roll and get some help when DJ Burns does lack on defense, I think we've got a good shot.
I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, the defense first mentality of Marquette, they're a pain. And as someone on this side of the bracket, I would appreciate you guys knocking out Marquette. But I mean, Tennessee, you just got to get through Creighton. I feel okay against Creighton. Purdue scares me a little bit more. No one wants to play for Purdue. Purdue is just terrible. I don't want any part of the Zach Edey experience. We already did that earlier this year. We played, obviously, NC State earlier this year in a game that... Were you there? Were you one of the 15 people that made the trip over to San Antonio? That great idea that we all decided was great for college basketball was to not play at NC State or Tennessee, two great story basketball programs. Like, we were like, nah, let's put it in San Antonio where no one's going to go. What a weird, dumb game. It was super late at night. It's just... so stupid.
Well, yeah, look, like I said, growing up in Greensboro, you know, we get the ACC tournament every year, and then all of a sudden they move it to New York because Boeheim decided to say something. So I get it, man. I get it.
Go where the fans are. What are we doing? I would have loved an excuse to go maybe get over there to Raleigh and see NC State, Tennessee. That would be fun. Final thing here, and I'll let you go. So when you look back on this season for NC State, what are you going to appreciate most, regardless of whether or not you want a title, whatever? Like, what's going to be your favorite moment of this NC State run?
Well, my personal favorite moment, you know, we just mentioned his name, Jim Boeheim, on broadcast, clowning NC State, saying that we haven't won anything, and then we go on and win the ACC championship. So that's a little personal for me. I think as far as this team goes, this is such a uncharacteristic team, but such a characteristic NC State team. You know, struggled all season. All of the fans just had no idea what was going on. I was a hater, right? You know, I was I was definitely off the bandwagon, of course, but
well, it was fair. It was like fair skepticism.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, absolutely. And that's why I won't apologize for what I said. I think what I said in the moment was very valid. You know, the numbers backed it up, the talking points backed it up, but this team didn't quit, and you know, they didn't give up. Not to, you know, get too cliche with Jim Valvano, but yeah, I mean, they just stuck to it, man, and they took the disrespect all season from, whether it be the fans, whether it be from the league, former coaches, anything, you know, they took it from every single angle and they defied the odds. And I think that that is a perfect way to describe NC State.
I love it. Matt, what can the good folks check out from you over at the Red and White Pod and everywhere else this week?
Yeah, be sure to check out the Red and White Podcast. You can find us on Apple or I believe Spotify as well. But check them out. Check them out on Twitter. The great guys over there. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun. If you guys like listening to NC State, and we talk about all kinds of things, pop culture or what's going on or anything, you know, and we just have fun with it. Evan, who's the runner of the podcast, is a great guy. And we'd really appreciate if you guys tuned in.
There you go. Get caught up. NC State. They'll be here, one of the tournament darlings. If you're a Tennessee fan, you're like, hey, I want to know what the Wolfpack are like, because guess what, you might play them in the Final Four. That's still crazy enough. That is on the table heading into this weekend. Just two wins for our team apiece, and that's where we're at. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, if that happens, I'll be back for sure.
Oh yeah, we'll absolutely do it. A Final Four of NC State Tennessee. Who had that before the year? I'm gonna go ahead and say nobody had that before the year. Matt, thank you so much for making the time. I greatly appreciate it, and we'll have to check back in again soon.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Nicely done, nephew. Chase Thomas Podcast. Hell yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.